Good morning. If you want to open to Genesis chapter 3, we're just going to look at one verse in Genesis chapter 3. Of course, at the point where we'll start reading here at verse 8, Adam and Eve have already fallen. They already fell to Satan's temptation. Verse 8, they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. So why did they hide? They recognized their sin. They knew that they had displeased God. They knew that they had unconfessed sin. I wonder if we as believers today, I doubt there's anyone here today that has zero unconfessed sin in your heart. We hide our sin from God by not confessing it, but yet we know that God knows it. But why do we have that fear? We shouldn't have that fear. For Romans 8:1 teaches us that there is no condemnation for those of us in Christ Jesus. Hebrews 4:14 through 16 reads, "Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Instead of hiding our sin, we should come boldly to find mercy and grace. As we bow our heads to pray this morning, I will give a brief period where if you do have unconfessed sin, you may go ahead and confess that to the Lord. But speaking from my own personal stance, there's not enough time this morning for me to confess everything I've never confessed before. So we'll pause for just a brief moment, and then I'll close this in a prayer. O great and merciful God, we're all sinners by nature. We all fall short of your glory. But yet, Lord, we know that we're also new creations. And though we struggle with sin, we pray, Lord, that you would enable us to feel that confidence that we're encouraged to in Hebrews, to approach your throne and to find the mercy and grace there that we need despite whatever sins we may have committed. There's no sin we may have committed that you do not know. There's no sin that we may have committed that if we have faith in you would bring us condemnation. Pray that we would live our lives trying to honor you. And when we fail, Lord, I pray that we would run to your throne to confess and repent of that sin, and that we would not hide as Adam and Eve attempted to do. Amen.